You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
Time now for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital, on a day that the South African Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee cut rates by 25 basis points. What does that mean, Greg? I mean, 25 basis points, quarter of a percent. Is that going to reduce your monthly bills?
Both slow slightly, that would offer me no consequence because it's probably an extra two or three beers. But I suppose that what it's signaling to the market and to economists and all those wonderful people is that we are beginning of perhaps a cutting cycle. And once we get another quarter and another quarter and we are on a trajectory of lower rates, then everyone will feel more comfortable and hopefully it will stimulate the economy. I think it's probably too little too late. But let's be optimists and hope for the best.
Yeah, let's do so. Let's have a look at the reaction of the market. And when I say the market, I mean the market participants. Dollar rand, 13.88. British pound against the rand, 17.34. And the euro rand, 15.58. With the euro dollar, 1.12.20, which is barely changed on the day. So a little bit of a strength in the rand, funnily enough, because I think maybe the market was expecting a 50 basis point cut. So there's just about 3 or 4 cents better, but nothing to write home about. Gold price I like at 14.24, which is down 2, but still much better than yesterday. Yeah. The platinum price is barely changed to $847 an ounce, and palladium is down 12 to 15.51 with the oil price. Gosh, that's got a bit of a clup, as they say. 62.54, Greg, down $1.5 per barrel, or 2.3%. Overseas stock markets, give us the latest, please.
Yeah, the Dow at the moment down 95 points. The FTSE in the UK down 32. NASDAQ down 34. I think it's Netflix and a couple other things have disappointed. S&P down slightly, 1.6.
I think the Netflix story is quite a big story, and I do think that eventually we'll say, well, it had to happen. The FANG stocks are open to competition. Netflix got a lot of competition from Disney and from Apple and everything else, and suddenly they lose 126,000 subscribers, the first time in 10 years that they've lost any subscribers. I think this is a big deal.
Yes, and I'm just reading headlines, really, to be honest. But they were saying it's sort of the first time that they ever really sort of had quite an aggressive price increase. And then they had immediate pushback of those people going, well, I don't need the Netflix. And, you know, it was a grudge purchase for some people, and they walked away from it. So I think what Netflix are finding out is where the market's tolerance is for pricing. I suppose DSTV is something similar here. People get fed up with it. It's almost they got it at 950 because a 1,000 somehow bugs you more than 950.
Yeah, 950 bugs me as much as 1,000 does, but anyway, it doesn't matter. You're a Netflix subscriber, right?
We've got it at home, and it's wonderful, and we find some great series. It's sometimes find a little bit overwhelming. There's just so much to choose from. You find yourself on your WhatsApp to your friends like yourself and saying, have you seen any good series? You know, people who sort of like-minded. But there's just so much to go through there. And it's quite a bit of rubbish. They did have quite a good Formula One series that everyone's raving about. I've watched a few episodes of that. But there's been some great shows. And I think my favorite were Peaky Blinders, which is going to actually have a new season.
You can just watch that on the BBC.
It's on the Netflix there. Yeah, but I mean, if you'd missed all that, you could start at series one and watch the whole wonderful thing unfold.
Yes, indeed. Let's have a look at some of the major movers, Greg. No, actually, go for the indexes. How did we close today?
Yeah, that's going to be the way we have to sort of describe the market today. The banks up 0.90, financials up 0.74, industrials are up 0.5%, retailers up 0.06. Probably, as you say, expecting a bigger rate cut. Gold shares up 3.18, platinum's up 3.63, the all share index up 0.41. That left the all share 57,873. Value of trade 16.33 billion. Interesting, yesterday we were speaking about the value of trade was around but 18. It came in this morning and it moved into the 20s. I think there might have been some late night trades, dark pools or something happening after hours.
Whatever that means. Most of you shares on sharenet.co.za today. Sibanye, Greg, right at the top there, 17 rand 51.
Could have been me.
Up 3%. What do you mean it could have been you? 19.2% of the views on sharenet, Sibanye. And that's with the gold price, which is, it's okay, but it's not spectacular.
It had a wild day because I was watching it very, very closely. The low point today, 1705, the high point, 18, finishing at the end of the day in the middle of that range at 1751. But 20 million shares traded, that's probably double the normal average, 365 million rands worth of shares. It's really become a fun share to trade. Always big volume on the bid and offer, share price movement all the time. Lots of things which can move the price. Obviously got the gold price, platinum, palladium, and the rand. And then it's obviously, it's got ADRs which are listed in the US. So in the afternoons, you can watch the ADR trading. We've got lucky enough to have a Bloomberg screen, so we can see it trading live there. And plenty to keep a broker focused on Sylvania.
Pioneer Foods up 6.3% at 77 Rand 60 on the close, Greg. We were talking about Pioneer and Zeta, their joint cautionary announcements. Was it yesterday or the day before? But anyway, what's the story?
Yeah, there's an article in the Financial Mail today by Mark Huffenfuss talking about a possibility of sort of headlined it, you know, fizzy prospect. Let me just read it here. It says, Pioneer's fizzy rumors, he calls it. And no one really knows, but he did intimate later today, on today, in a tweet saying that the mystery of the caution will be resolved tomorrow. Mm. So the share price anticipating some sort of good news. Obviously, Zeta has got a holding in Pioneer and trading at quite a big discount. So Pioneer finished up 6.3%. So someone really banking on some good news there. 77 Rand 60, best levels we've seen in ages. Zeta finishing at 3 Rand 97, up 5.8%. That's a bit more illiquid. They trade 7 million Rands worth of shares. So, you know, speculators abound, as they say.
My British American Tobacco short not looking so good at the moment because the share price up nearly 6%, 539.64. I mean, what?
Yeah, I was actually took a stroll up to Rosebank, a couple of blocks up the road here. Got a WhatsApp. Something's coming out on BTO. It's suddenly moved after sort of around the 510, 512 for a couple of days now, and had this spike this around lunchtime up to about 525, and then did a final leg up to about 539. The only thing I could see was one of their competitors, Philip Morris, had a better trading update. And I think the BTR then probably boosted on the back of that. And it always feels like with BTR, there are people waiting to try and buy the dips, really. And they obviously rang up their brokers and started buying stock.
Okay, let's have a look at Impala Platinum, 4.2% higher. What is Momet? M-O-M-M-E-T. Is that the new name for MMI? Momentum, exactly. Momet.
There's a double take there as well. Yeah, it's very. Shenhead's got their own ways of abbreviating. I thought, what on earth is this? But Lindsay's going to ask me about a share which I have no clue about. But yeah, that's Momentum, the old MMI. So the actual full name is Momentum Met Holdings Limited. Share price doing nicely today, up 3.9% to 19 Rand 14. I suppose generally the financials were a little bit better on the back of the rate cuts.
And property companies as well, Intuprop up 3.5%. On the downside, we've got AVI down 2.1%. Coronation Fund Managers, I think it is, down 1.75%. Oh, Billiton down 1.75%. South 32 down 1.25%. And Capco down 1%, Greg. Any stories there? AVI, a 2.1% loser. Anything?
Yeah, no. I think the one which stands out there, which it would kind of like just makes you feel really sad is Coronation, because it had a run from around these type of levels, and it was around low 44s, and then it ran up to the sort of low 50s, and you think, we felt like a bottom was put in place. No real news had come out. It just, we felt like people had decided that that's as low as it was going to go, but now it's drifted back to retest these levels. You sometimes wonder if there is some news in the market. Obviously, they heavily involved in the market, so participants would have a sniff of something happening there.
Greg, thanks so much for your time. That's Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital. And that was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox. strictlybusinesspodcast.com, made possible by Prudential Investment Managers.